everybody. It's Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust. So here we are a week before Christmas. I think it's actually pretty close. What's the date today? It is 17th or 18th. So we're a little bit of time before. I just wanted to let everybody know that you're going to get a break from my dulcet tones over the next couple of weeks. It's really remarkable. Katie was pointing out to me the other day that we didn't miss a single week, notwithstanding everything that went on this year. I would have lost that bet at the beginning that I would have stayed so disciplined to the weekly schedule. I must admit, you know, Katie's badgering on a weekly basis was very, very helpful in that process. You have to have someone like me, and maybe for some people out there, you need that person who's got the whistle and clipboard that stays on, even though sometimes you find it irritating. At the end of the day, we're a true fit, Katie and I, because she knows I need my ass kicked every once in a while. So we will not be back until January the 11th. And you ask, what is January 11th? What's so special about that? Well, the special day of January the 11th is actually the day that we launch True Fit, How to Find the Right Job by Being You, in audiobook format that can be purchased on Audible for all of you that perhaps don't like to read a soft cover book. Big shout out to my nephew, Robbie Skoder, who's never read the book. And so hopefully now he'll maybe listen to it when he's in the bathtub or when he's driving somewhere or something else. And he knows that he can turn me off whenever he wants to do so. So the other thing you should be aware of is that I narrated my own book. And so for some of you, you'll probably say, wow, that's great. And for others of you, you'll probably say, are you kidding me? I have to listen to your voice for like 2.5 hours. Well, I don't care. But I encourage you all to have a listen if you haven't read it. Have a listen if you have read it, because you may pick up things that you didn't pick up when you were reading the book for the first time. I know I've shared with you before, it was an incredibly difficult experience to narrate my own book and to go through that process. But in the end, after having listened to it, I was actually quite proud of it. So we're in the home stretch. It's hard to get festive, everything else, but you know, we had the kids over last night, with the exception of Nora and Pat, and it was kind of a good feeling. You know, Emma's pregnant, and Eddie and Kaylee just bought their first house. And other good news is my wife just made her first real estate transaction in Florida. And as that market heats up, I am perfectly happy to become Mr. Mom at some point when my wife surpasses me on annual earnings, but we'll see how that happens. But congratulations to all of them. And it's nice to have almost all of our family back. And so in that vein, I thought I would, I always do, probably like many of you, 'twas the night before Christmas. So in that vein, I put something together that kind of first half reflects the life we've lived in, and the second half reflects going back to the life that we had. "'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the house, the city streets were empty and as quiet as a mouse. There were Amazon boxes piled everywhere high to the sky, because online shopping for us all has become easy as pie. The kids were all settled in front of their Xboxes and iPhones, while the parents were on Teams, Zoom, and unfortunately, always at home. The family still wearing their sweatpants and casual clothes. All of those work outfits were being mothballed, waiting to be shown. We had all settled down for a long night of Netflix and HBO, when outside there was no noise because everyone was at home. Uber Eats and DoorDash are our main meal lifelines. It's a good thing that the LCBO can still deliver me my wine. Still a week of work ahead and comments like, you are on mute. This working from home is making it for all of us very difficult to reboot. Just when we had given up hope that Christmas Eve wouldn't appear, we are now able to put aside all of our worries and all of our fears. I asked myself, was I dreaming or was it all truly real? I heard a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment, thank God it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Prancer, now Dancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up in a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and then turned with a jerk. And laying the finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." No matter how tough our lives can be, there'll always be time for family and Christmas cheer. From the family and me, we wish you much joy, especially this year. Be thankful for what we have, health, and to learn the lessons of love, tolerance, and sharing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I wish nothing but the best for you all. And I'll see you in January. My name is Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again.